This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Monday, the 10th of August. I'm Susanna Streeter. Now it's time for a look at the US markets. And I spoke to Peter Yankauskas of Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. I asked him about what Stanley Fischer, the vice chairman of the Federal Reserve, had been saying today.
Vice Chairman Fischer talked a good deal about the fact that the Fed's been successful in increasing employment. And they're still kind of looking at the inflation number, looking at it being below their target at the moment. But I think he also gave some indications that he thought that was a temporary situation due to the recent fall in oil prices that we've had basically since the start of the year. So I think that would put him in the camp that there definitely will be a rate increase here before the year end and possibly at the September meeting. And then there was another member, I think Lockhart, today as well, who was definitely more hawkish. I think he was indicating basically that he would certainly vote for a rate increase in September. So I think we're getting closer and closer to the fact that the Fed will be raising rates.
The problem is it will mean that all that money washing around the global economy because interest rates have been kept so low won't be there forever, will it?
No, that's true, but I think also turning to the other side of that is that a very modest rate increase, which is the every indication the U.S. Federal Reserve has given is what they're going to do, that still leaves rates at near historic lows. So it's only taking a very modest amount of that stimulus out. So overall, they still remain quite accommodative to the needs for capital.
Also, a man has been on a shopping spree today, and that man is Warren Buffett. Why is he so important?
He obviously is known as being a very savvy investor. Typically, when he buys into companies, it's viewed as a vote of confidence, not only in that company, but in the sector. He's been spending a lot of time looking at industrial companies and precision cast parts. The company that he's looking to acquire certainly fits in that area and suggests that as a whole, that area has great potential for growth.
So Berkshire Hathaway, his company, is buying that firm. How much is he spending?
That's about $37 billion. And my understanding, about two-thirds of that is going to be cash from Berkshire Hathaway, and the remainder is going to be borrowed.
Do you think this is a vote of confidence in America's industrial heartlands?
Yeah, I think it is. It's also, I think, a view that the current low prices we see in energy are not going to last forever. As one of Precision Castparts' main markets is producing machinery for the energy sector. So in that respect, I think it's quite savvy. It's also, I think, a bit of a bet, if you will, on the future for aerospace and air travel, as they also make a lot of parts in that area. So overall, I think the purchase makes a lot of sense.
Peter Yankauskas from Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. Let me give you some of the latest numbers from the markets now. And on Wall Street, the Dow was up 1.4% at 17,615. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 0.3% at 67.36. And September, New York light crude oil was up 96 cents at $44.83 a barrel.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.